Welcome to episode 30 of Sports Talk with BT and Stuvy.
We're back. What's up, brother?
What's up, brothers? We're back. Busy week in sports last night. shout out my Lakers. We'll get into them.
Yeah, fucking lucky ass motherfuckers. Zion got hurt.
Are we really lucky? We're the ones that have to play Denver.
Yeah. Yeah, but Michael Porter Jr. is going through some things right now.
We'll get into that too, because that's
just a funny little story.
So, this is the final mock draft before
final the final mock draft.
So,
I'm gonna do this in our notes.
We could save the screenshots.
Yeah. We'll just do that. All right. So, Caleb Williams, obviously
1-1. It's not even gonna change anything else.
I think the Commanders are solid on Jaden Daniels right now. I think they visited him more than any other quarterback they have, and I think he just fits their offensive scheme better. And he's just gonna fit well, and they like that type of quarterback. I mean, look at all the quarterbacks they've had. They've had, you know, RG3. Yeah. Patriots. I could definitely see the Patriots trading down, but I think Drake May will go here.
Yeah, I think Drake May's too good of a prospect to pass up on if you're the Patriots.
Cardinals here.
I think we had them trade down. I don't think they trade down.
No, I don't think they do. Marvin Harrison here.
Bam.
All right, so 5. I think they'll draft neighbors because they need a wide receiver. Yes. But they're also meeting with Bowers today.
I think their offensive coordinator has been known to draft
tight ends over receivers, but I think Neighbors is way too talented.
Yeah.
So I think they'll go to Neighbors here. All right, here? I think they could trade.
I could see a trade, but I could also see J.J. McCarthy going
in. Yeah, but, I mean, who needs a quarterback more, the Giants or the Vikings?
Are we going to be like everybody else and say the Vikings trade for it, or are we going to go with a different team?
Like the Broncos?
Or the Raiders?
I think he's been linked to the Vikings a lot more, personally.
Right. So we will give them 11. What do you want to? 23.
And then maybe a future 4th. Yeah, just do that. Just do the 2 first. No, not the Giants. But just give the, yeah. All right. And then the pick here, I think they'll go J.J. McCarthy. Personally, like I've said many times this year, I am not a J.J. McCarthy fan, BT. And this is his best move this year. Ready? Ready!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a Heisman player right there.
That is. I mean, there was Heisman smoke earlier in the year, if you remember.
I never had him in my Heisman top 10. It might have, but, you know. We're good, all right?
Hold on, I got to do something real quick.
Okay. Intermediate timeout, ladies and gentlemen.
I got to send the live stream. How's everyone going? Yeah, I got to send the live stream out.
Me too.
To the people
of the world.
AKA people who are not technologically
savvy.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think this has changed for us. I still think Joe Alt's the pick here.
We've been mocking him and Alu Fashanu all year here. But I think Joe Alt's, you know, the best tackle in the class.
Here, I think you could see a potential trade up.
Who would you trade up? Like, who do you think would trade up for, though?
Call me crazy.
The Colts? What would they trade for, though?
Not the Colts. That's just the team that showed up. Call me crazy.
No.
They won't have wide receiver. I don't think
they do not have enough assets to trade into the top 10. No, I would not do this because you're getting the last first round pick, and you're not getting a good first rounder next year because they're going to be good next year. So I don't think this happens personally. I think we say what we've been doing all year. I honestly think that they Go D line here. I like Dallas Turner or even like Byron Murphy here.
We'll go Dallas Turner since we've been keeping. We'll just keep it a stack.
Yeah.
Bears. Romo Dunze? Oh no, they don't need him anymore. Never mind.
Yeah.
What do they go here? Byron or John? I could see maybe keeping Jalen Newton in state.
Yeah, I mean, Jared Verse is also another versatile player, but just for this, I think Byron Murphy. I don't think he falls past like 15.
I can see what everybody's picking here.
With Romo Dunze falling, I could see the Bears this could trading be this to yes. maybe the Giants. You know, I know they're like at 11, but like.
I just don't think they select a wide receiver, though.
The Bears?
Yeah, they don't need him.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think he could be one of these two.
Yeah, I'd personally favor Byron Murphy. I think he's a more sound prospect.
Yeah, more all around.
Mm-hmm. And then here, I mean, I could see them going Romo Dunze or Brock Bowers.
But they also could go line.
But
it would be.
I think their wide receivers are, you know, viable enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So and I think Brock Bowers, they have a need for a tight end.
Yeah, 100%. So yeah, I'll take Bowers here.
Crazy offense that would fucking create though.
Yeah.
And then
I think Dunze. Here's Romo Dunze. Yeah.
I think this trade down. I don't think they would like anybody here.
But, like, who do you think they trade with?
A team that wants the best corner?
I don't. Okay, let's look at these letter half teams. So,
Colts, potential trade up. Jags, I know, need a corner. Rams?
I don't think the Rams are going to take a corner. I could.
Yeah, but look, you have a lot of good prospects your Rams could take. Maybe they trade up and they feel scared that Byron Murphy went so early, they trade up and they would want to get Johnny Newton.
I think Johnny Newton's pretty safe and sound right here. I don't think he's going to get drafted that early. This is kind of weird, but Maybe the Colts trade up. I can see the Colts, you know.
Trade up to get Quinion.
Quinion. Even like Cooper DeJean. Because he tested really well. He's healthy now.
I think we should do it with the Colts.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Just switch. And then give the Broncos a second or third.
Yeah, we'll just. Yeah, there you go. 15 and 46 for 12.
Yep. And then,
I'm forcing the trade, buddy.
Yeah, it don't matter. I honestly like Cooper DeJean over Quinion, but what do you think?
Yeah, I can see.
I want to hear your take.
I know they want more of a corner, though, and I don't know if they would want Cooper DeJean to play corner. I know it's a stereotype.
Maybe you want like a more like safe and sound prospect as a corner.
Yeah,
Quinion Mitchell. I think Quinion Mitchell could get drafted here. Yeah,
we're going to Quinion, and then
the Waitos. I think they'll draft a tackle here. Fuaga. He's the thing with Fuaga. He can go inside. He can play tackle.
Yeah, I don't know what specifics they need. That's the.
I personally like Alu Fashanu better, but
I don't know what they need. I'm going to be honest.
I think they need guard, I'm pretty sure.
So then Fuaga would be a better fit for them here.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go Fuaga here. And then I think we'll go back-to-back offensive linemen here.
Fashanu.
Yeah, I like Fashanu here.
No, crazy. I mean, I could see it.
I like Bo Nix here.
I do too. Do you think they would trade down with a team?
Like,
I don't know. Maybe like I don't know who what the Seahawks would go after. They'd go after offensive line.
But okay, maybe a team that needs a tackle.
Yeah, that's lower down here. Like maybe Ravens, Steelers. Maybe Steelers move up to get. I
don't think the Steelers are going to trade up though, because of the amount of tackles.
You know what? Let's go Bo Nix.
Wait, honestly, right here, I got a good idea. What? This may sound crazy, right?
Yeah.
The Broncos trade with the Chiefs.
There you go.
I know it's an in-division trade, but
trade back.
And then give him another first. Give him
64
first,
and give him first. Like
a first, yeah, or second. Yeah, force his trade.
Okay. They would just not be interested.
Just do a 2024 first and then 2025 second.
We'll give them their second too.
Okay.
No player. There you go. Chiefs trade to draft.
I think they take Brian Thomas there.
Yeah. I really like Brian Thomas.
I think they absolutely need a wide receiver here, and he's the best on the board currently.
Yeah. Good size, really good speed.
Yeah, the one thing, like, yes, they could trade with, you know, they can get Adonai Mitchell or something, but I heard he has, like, character issues, and, like, he has, like, something with diabetes. He has, like,
yeah, he constantly has to put blood sugar
and
in.
And someone has to be, like, by him every. Yeah, and then I think it's way too early for Troy Franklin, so. Seahawks here, BT.
Fatanu.
I think you draft Fatanu or Leiatu Latu, and I personally like Leiatu Latu. We've mocked him here multiple times.
Yeah.
I personally just like him here. He's from Washington. He went to Washington originally, so keep him in state semi. Here, I think they'll go – I can see them going Cooper DeJean.
I can see him going Arnold too.
Yeah, but I'm gonna say Cooper DeJean's fall stops here. Yeah,
I think he's
just more versatile. He's a crazy athlete, and this is coming from a white guy. He's a white guy. He's the most athletic white guy I've seen. That is his like build. So yeah, okay. I got him going here.
Johnny Newton, Jerdon Newton.
Yeah, I mean, pairing him up with like Trey Hendrickson, Bengal. Like,
Geno Atkins Jr.
Yeah, Bengals saying Geno Atkins Jr. So this is, I mean, I could see it. Here, I think they go
Jared Verse.
I like Jared Verse here.
We have let Jared Verse drop way too far.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to go with Marius Mims. But here's the thing. So go to the tackles real quick. I've heard reports that we are big fans of Graham Barton. The Duke guy from Duke, which I am not a big fan of him.
Could this be a trade down potential?
Yeah, I could see a trade down. I think
I just don't. Maybe like somebody who would need a corner.
Yeah.
Maybe Cowboys, like the Packers.
I like the Packers. You can trade the Packers.
Let's see what they're recommending. They said the Panthers or the Falcons, but they wouldn't have.
Yeah, a first.
Yeah.
I think so. The Packers. I'd say the first and then a third.
58, huh? Maybe an 88.
Yeah. Yep, that'd work. And then, yeah, I think they'd go corner here. It's one of their weak positions. Arnold. I think they go Arnold, yeah.
And then here.
I can see them taking a tackle.
I think Latham.
Latham, you like Latham here? Yeah. I think Fatanu.
It depends on what they want. If they want interior or they want actual tackles.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna let Fatanu fall though this far.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go Fatanu and then move him inside.
Here I think, you know, they go corner. I think
Nate Wiggins.
I am not a big Nate Wiggins fan, honestly. I think Kool-Aid McKinstry has a lot better shot at getting drafted here.
Yeah. I'll say Kool-Aid.
I think it's really just best available. I think they drafted Romo Dunze, right? Yeah.
Yes.
I think they would go offensive line here. J.C. Latham.
Latham's best available at this point.
Yeah. And here, I think they will go J.P.J. Jackson, Powers Johnson. They are big fans of him. I've seen many report or many things that saying if he falls, that the Cowboys will draft him. And then here, I think we go Amarius Mims.
You hope you go Amarius Mims.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm personally not a big fan of Amarius Mims. I would much rather have JPJ. Like out of the players remaining here, like scroll down on the best available. Like out of the players remaining, I like Frazier over here. I like Guyton, but I think, and this is the storyline we've been linked to Amarius Mims. I personally don't want him because he's only played like eight games.
Yeah.
Amarius
Mims, all right.
Yeah.
They need everything.
Yeah. I think
this is a possible Nate Wiggins selection.
Yeah, I like Nate Wiggins here. I can see him going
Nate Wiggins. I could see Mike Sand. Oh, my God, I hate this name.
Mike Sandstrill.
Sandstrill going here. Or maybe even a Chop Robinson.
I do like Chop Robinson. I think they could, like, I think they're in a position right now where they could risk it. But, like, do they also want, you know, a corner? Because didn't they lose a couple corners this year?
Yeah, we'll go Mike Sandstrill.
Wait, go up. Because you still got Nate Wiggins.
Who would you go?
I think Nate Wiggins is the project player you can risk taking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
So the high boomer bust type player.
There you go, Nate Wiggins. Here we have them taking Marvin Harrison. So
I think they'll go tackle here. So Graham Barton.
Yeah. Nadani Mitchell, I think, here for them.
Do you like Adonai Mitchell better over Troy Franklin?
Let's see the other wide receivers here. I could see Ladd.
Yeah, but.
Or Keon.
I don't think Keon's going in the first.
I would go Troy Franklin.
I think Troy Franklin, it's tough in this position. I know you have Adonai Mitchell who, you know, could be a good wide receiver, but you also have risk with, like, his health. Because, you know, I'm not saying like, diabetes is, like, a serious health problem, but, like, do you want to, like, have that character? Because I guess he has, like, anger issues when it comes to it.
Yeah, so I guess we'll go with Troy Franklin here.
Yeah.
Here? I mean, I don't think Chop Robinson would fall this far.
Yeah, dude, him and Aiden Hutchinson on the edge, dude, I like that personally.
Here, I'm going to go with my guy. I don't think he falls out of the first round.
You think Guyton goes here?
Yes, I do think Guyton goes here.
I mean, I'm not familiar with this game. I mean,
he is really, really big, athletic. Like Bengals said, he could be a replacement to the really good tackle, Staley.
Mm-hmm.
One of the two. He's athletic. He can move from left tackle to right tackle. He played both at Oklahoma, but just quarterback.
Okay. So, there's a shit ton of Oklahoma players there. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
A little bit biased there. But yeah. I'll go Tyler Guyton here. I think he's a first-round talent.
All right. So I think here.
I could see Mike.
I could see Sandstrill, or I could see even Adonai Mitchell going here, especially with all the trade rumors with their receivers.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
I guess they could. They can afford to take a risk.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Adonai Mitchell here.
Now, here. They traded back for a reason. Yep. And they're going to get They get their franchise quarterback. They can get their fifth-year option on him.
Their first round.
And second round time here. Okay.
McConkey
here. Get a receiver for your
McConkey. Yeah. I mean, I could also go to the wide receivers available. Wide receivers available. Yeah. McConkey here, I think, is a good pick.
I think you go back to back receivers here because I would think the Patriots would select Keon Coleman here.
I don't know.
Or do you go Jordan Morgan.
Oh. Honestly, let's look at like the tackles available.
Tackles?
Yeah.
It's not a lot. You have, I mean, I could see C, but I don't want to be like the same thing.
Kingsley Suamataia.
Yeah.
Go Jordan Morgan here.
Yeah.
Change it up. I mean,
I don't know much about him. Had a really good grade.
Yeah.
Didn't allow a lot of sacks.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Patriots really need everything, and you get that good tackle that, you know, will
protect your franchise quarterback.
Yeah, for real. With Kingsley Suamataia, you kind of like are taking a risk. And so I think Jordan Morgan's kind of a little safer prospect.
And then here I think I would go probably Mike.
Mike Sandstrom. Yeah, I like Sandstrom here.
Okay, the Commanders.
I think this is go to receivers. I think this is low key a place where they could draft a receiver. You know, you want to give.
I think it would be Keon Coleman.
You like Keon Coleman better than, any of those other ones? I mean, I like Keon Coleman too.
I like Leggett too.
I do too, but I'm not gonna draft him. Yeah.
They also do have pick 40, so they don't have to go receiver
here. Yeah, gonna tackle maybe. I think maybe you take a chance on Kingsley Suamataia. Yeah,
you know what? We'll do that.
Because, I mean, it's like the same thing with the Patriots. You're going to rebuild your offensive line for Jaden Daniels. And, yeah.
Here, what? They select now. Okay, so let's see.
I can see them going Peyton Wilson here. I can see them taking a risk.
He has injury problems.
Yeah.
And like Mangle said, does Mr. Harbaugh, does he draft his former players? Or Edrin Cooper. Coulson. Or Edrin Cooper here.
I personally, I'm more familiar with Edrin Cooper.
Yeah.
But I could very well see like him taking Junior Coulson, which I kind of want to take because like Junior Coulson went to Michigan. He knows the coach. So yeah. I mean, I'll take Junior Coulson just because like his coach is here now.
Now here. We had them selecting Joe Alt. Maybe a Keon Coleman pick here.
Yeah, but you also got to think of the receivers they have.
Yeah,
they did. DeAndre Hopkins, Treylon Burks.
Maybe an Adisa Isaac. Or like, I mean, he was in love with Marshawn Nealand. Bengal was. Shout out Bengal. Darius Robinson.
And they also have Calvin Ridley. I forgot about him too. Honestly, I mean, I could really. They have Kenneth Murray on their team now. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Maybe they take a corner here.
Let's see who's here for corners. And it's Rakestraw. Depends on what they would need.
Yeah, I think I like. And it's Rakestraw here.
Yeah, and it's Rakestraw out of Mizzou. Carolina Panthers, we had them selecting Ladd McConkey.
I honestly think they go
Edrin. I could see Edrin Cooper here.
Cooper, yes.
Or maybe they take the flyer on Peyton Wilson, keep him in Carolina.
Maybe. How is their defensive secondary? J.C. Horn, he's good. Maybe I could see them going Tyler Newbin here too. What do you think?
Tyler, where's he at?
He's a safety.
I could see it. I mean, they have him as a round one.
Yeah, I mean, I could just.
Or they could see Zach Frazier because it looks like a center is a need here.
Yeah, I mean, either one works.
We'll go protect Bryce Young.
Okay, Yep, that works for me.
Here, I mean, do you take Keon Coleman here now?
Yeah, I think they have to just get their receivers up.
And then we mocked him in our first round here last time. So I'm going to go, I think.
Newbin here. Works out perfectly for him. They get what they drafted a corner in the first round. They drafted Arnold.
Yeah. So they can revamp their secondary here.
Now what do you like here, BT?
I mean, I really like Fisk. I could also see Chris Jenkins here.
Son of former NFL lineman, Chris Jenkins.
Yeah. This is Chris Jenkins Jr.
Yeah.
I mean, Brain Fisk, I think he is a little bit older. Let's see.
24. Damn, he's old. How old's
20. I think you take Chris Jenkins here just based on the youth. No offense, Fisk is a good prospect, but not a lot of upside.
I think Fisk has shorter arms too, doesn't he?
Yeah. Here, I could see Fisk going here. But I could also
because they went Dallas Turner.
But that's an edge. Fisk is an interior defensive lineman.
Yeah.
Or let's see, maybe a TJ Tampa here. Or Kamari Lassiter, I could see. Keep him in Georgia.
Yeah, I like that. Go to best available. I'm gonna. I could see them taking a flyer on Peyton Wilson here. But
yeah, you know what? I don't. They can potentially be the seal of the draft right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. All right. Now I could see it.
Out of all these teams left in here, I think they'd be the best team to draft him. Do they have another second rounder here though?
No, they do not.
All right, yeah, then pick him here. I just think you're not gonna win games with. Gardner. I personally like Gardner. I'm a big fan of Gardner.
But you're not gonna win your division with him. Not in that division.
I don't think they're going to win the division, regardless of who their QB is. But
that's fair. I can see Jatavion Sanders here, but he didn't really test well.
He didn't?
No, he only got 8 on the bench press.
Bruh. Bruh, what? What?
Yeah. What? Look at his bench press. He only got 8 or something.
Bruh, that's wild. That is wild.
Let's see. Hold on. Let's see if we can find it. Yeah, because you can see what this is when the So I think
wow.
I can see actually Xavier Leggett here.
Yeah, let's go to the wide receiver available.
Roman Wilson, I can just get him out of here.
I could honestly see them taking a risk on Xavier Worthy just because of the speed.
Yeah.
We know how teams overdraft because of speed.
Yeah.
Him with Chris Olave would be really cool. So, yeah.
Now, here, do you get a wide receiver for Bo Nix or do you get a tight end weapon? Or do you take best available in the draft, Adisa Isaac? Whatever, same thing.
I think they'll draft a receiver.
Xavier Leggett? Talk like this?
Click on Roman Pearson.
Roman Pearson.
He's up. Oh my god. I just named a fucking Fast and Furious character. Oh my god. Roman Wilson. go to his first look. 22.
Leggett's older. Leggett produced more in college.
I mean, yeah, you can go Leggett here.
I like Leggett.
Now, I could realistically see the Steelers trading up because of all these wide receivers falling.
Hold on, I have to find you guys. There you are.
So maybe trade like our second and then a future fourth, maybe, yeah. And then I think they would draft a receiver here, so go to receiver.
You didn't want me to draft Leggett because you wanted him to go to the Steelers.
Well, I'm being unbiased here because, like, I just personally, what receiver do they draft here? You know what I mean? Johnny Wilson, I'd love that. But he's like 6'9". Look at him. 6'7". Go up. I think.
How old is he? He's mostly mocked to the Steelers, 23.
Just these older players, dude. Like, exit out.
Most of these are, though.
Jalen, click on Malachi Corley. And look at his
22.
I could realistically see him being a slot. And I really like him personally.
Okay, we'll go Malachi Corley here.
Yeah.
For your boys.
Not a popular pick, in my opinion. That like,
I think Adisa Isaac's got to go at some point here.
Yeah, but you also got to think who they have. They got
Josh Allen.
They got Josh Allen. They have who was that other
guy? Bus? Trevon Walker.
I wouldn't say he's a bus.
I mean,
like, let's see. Oh, they have Eric Armstead now too. So I don't think they'll go. Cooper Beebe.
I mean, it's really, you're at this point where you're going to be reaching either way.
I like Cooper Beebe.
Let's go Cooper Beebe then.
Let's go Cooper Beebe.
Jatavion here. They need tight end.
Yeah. Even though he can't bend shit.
Yeah, they don't need him to in that offense.
Yeah. They didn't draft a wide receiver in the first round, did they, these guys?
We had them drafting Kool-Aid.
I don't think they'll draft a wide receiver. Maybe they'll. What do you think they'll do here?
Trade down, or completely trade out of this pick to a team that possibly wants Adisa Isaac. I don't know who needs edge. Maybe like the. We already had them taking one, not the Lions. Maybe like this team right here.
No, I don't think so.
Or do you just take Adisa Isaac?
Or, you know, maybe they go to guard or go to linemen, like offensive tackles. And do they risk in going Kieran Amagaji here, or
I could see it. Let's just do it. We don't know enough about these.
Yeah, I mean the Eagles are known to like develop offensive linemen, so I think if they develop Kieran Amagaji, he'd be solid here.
Oh no! Don't tell me the website broke.
Could you at least scroll up and down? Wow.
Looks like we only got to 50 picks. Sorry, picks.
Wow, this fucking website.
Fuck this.
Go to the draft thing. Go to scroll down. Honestly, I probably would have had the... Who would have picked TJ here?
The Houston Texans?
Hey, Shit, him and Derek Stingley.
Okay, all right,
we'll just call it there.
I mean, shout out Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for winning the MVP. Just announced.
No, he did not. Stop providing false information.
Just announced Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. No. By one ESPN.
No.
Okay, well, so the NBA playoffs started, guys.
We're gonna talk about
Hold on, we're gonna go over my
Los Angeles Lakers.
To end the year from the, we won out. Obviously, I mean, I predicted it. Stewie wasn't as confident, but I predicted.
Bro, what do you mean? Oh, you literally won one game.
We won the Memphis game, too.
Oh, that's the only game that we talked about. Yeah, you almost lost. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
You almost lost to a Grizzlies team that has 13 injured players. A win's a win.
And then we beat the New Orleans.
What do you think was the biggest contributing factor to this game?
Austin Reeves.
BT.
He hit the clutch free throws.
Do you think, honest opinion, non-biased opinion, do you think if Zion plays the rest of this game?
Oh, yeah, we lose. I'm 100% saying we lose.
Yeah.
I was saying this. I cashed out my Lakers bet when it was at $12. I made my money, and I cashed out, and we ended up winning. And
as a Lakers fan, would you have rather lost this game and then beat the Kings?
In my opinion.
I don't think you match up good against the Kings.
I think we still beat the Kings. But in my opinion, I think it's best that we match up with Denver early. You're just basically getting rid of the inevitable. You're going to face them either way if you went to 8-1.
Yeah.
I think it's better. Your team's going to be healthy. I know LeBron got hurt taking that charge from Zion. I mean, I think we all would be hurt if we tried to take a charge from Zion. So.
I mean, yeah, that's like getting a truck and ran over by a truck.
But so I think you'll have a healthy LeBron. Your team's getting healthy. Vanderbilt should be back for that series, and I think that's a big X factor.
Be honest, your bench sucks.
Gabe Vincent really showed up for this game, though.
I mean,
Dinwiddie's a good defender. Hey, Jamal Murray only averages 14.8 points when Spencer Dinwiddie's guarding him. I'm just gonna leave that there.
Reeves did his thing.
He hit the clutch free throws.
Why is Davis like? I can't say it was bad. He had 20 and 15, 3 blocks.
I mean, he had 6 points going.
But like, and I also think like a huge contributing factor of this game was Brandon Ingram. But he was ass. And I'm gonna talk shit on the Pelicans coach. How do you not put Brandon Ingram into the game with 3 minutes left? Why would you keep him on the bench?
In my opinion, I know this is going to sound like a conspiracy theory. Do you think the Pelicans were trying to lose that game? Is that why you don't have Brandon Ingram out there?
No, because now you're going to match up against a team without Zion.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Before I knew Zion's thing, it didn't look like he got hurt like that serious. I was like, oh my God, they're intentionally
hamstring. Like, bro. Yeah,
I was intentional. I thought they were intentionally selling, and they were like, oh, they don't want to play the Nuggets.
Yeah,
they wanted to make weird, it look like they put up a fight. One of the biggest X factors for the Pelicans in this game was Jose Alvarado.
Yeah, and
that man was like, he's like the next generation's Patrick Beverley. If I had to compare him to something, that's what he was. And then the stupid technical they called on D'Angelo Russell. I sent you that. How do you get D'Lo for a technical there?
It is what it is, BT.
Scott Foster.
As for the next playing game that will be played tomorrow, the Pelicans will be playing the Kings.
Yeah, we gotta go to your Pacers week first, and then we'll go into that.
Okay.
Because you can talk about your happy fun times and your.
Oh boy, this fucking! I was nervous, BT. We went on a hot streak. You know, we control on Destiny. Rick Carlisle pisses me off.
He got you in the playoff.
He still pisses me off. That Cavs game, we should have won. It just pisses me off. I'm honestly just happy we made the playoffs.
You would have made the playoffs either way, brother.
No, we wouldn't have, brother. If we would have lost, we wouldn't have made the playoffs, brother.
You would have been
lost against the Hawks.
Yeah, but that was that ever in doubt?
Yeah.
You really had to put up 100. You really had to put up 160 points on them.
We swapped them.
You had to put up 160 points on them.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Trae Young's garbage.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna try to find an image of the NBA playoff bracket, so we can look at that. There, we each have our own playoff predictions. At least I think Stewie does. Obviously. Okay, so obviously, Stewie. We know. Okay, how do I get this lowered here? I zoom out.
Heat are winning right now, by the way.
Heat are winning right now?
Yep, by 6. 28-22. 10 minutes left in the second.
Oh, that's not the right one. Let's stop this. There we go. There we go. Okay, so we know the West. We'll just start with the West here. Okay?
All right, so the...
So who do you think is going to win this playing game?
The Kings and...
Let's talk about the Kings and Warriors. Klay Thompson... He is washed. I don't think. Yeah. I don't think he will be on the Warriors next year.
I also think the Kings just played really good.
They did. Last night. I think what
everyone, right now, everyone played good.
Hey, Susie, did you see who's the betting favorite to land Klay Thompson next year?
The Bulls, Lakers,
the Indiana Pacers.
Oh my God! Why?
Followed by the Oklahoma City Thunder, I believe.
Dude, no, the Kings just play good. I mean,
Steph Curry.
It helps when Keegan Murray plays one of the better games of his career. He had 32 points and 9 rebounds, shot 8 from 13 from the 3. Fox did his thing. Sabonis, you know, top 5 MVP.
Steph Curry falls to 0-3 in the play-in.
Yeah. But he had no help last night.
He also had 3 turnovers in the fourth quarter. One.
But what does it matter though? They lost by 20.
I mean, when you it was close. It was
that's like, right when the Kings like the second score. Best player on his team last night was Moses Moody. He played 15 minutes.
Okay, so
16 points.
Who do you think wins, Pelicans or Kings?
I think Kings. Honestly, the Kings just match up a lot better. And
yeah, I think if Zion's healthy, I think the Pelicans win.
Yeah, but he's not playing.
Yeah, so. That's.
I don't think – I think the Kings are very underrated. I
okay,
think
so that make... would leave the Kings and the Thunder.
Mm.
I need to know who do you think wins and then how many games.
Dude, I want to say the Thunder, but like
– Give me the Thunder in 5.
Thunder in 7. I'm calling it. This is a 7-game series. I could very well see the Kings winning this because the Kings are very good. And it really just depends on how the Kings' other role players play.
This picture doesn't hold on. I'm going to find a better picture for us.
Okay.
There you go. This is a lot better of a picture. There we go. Okay. 4-5. We have the Los Angeles Clippers and the Denver Nuggets. I think this will be the best. Oh. This will be the second best playoff series in this. Western Conference.
I personally
so far.
Oh, buddy, this is a.
I could see Luka. This is a historical playoff matchup, and Luka always wins.
Yeah, but like this is like the first time in forever that both Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are healthy
for right now.
This is such a tough. What do you think, honestly?
I'm gonna get the Mavericks are on a heater right now with when both of them are playing. I know they got killed, murdered by the Thunder. Yeah. But you mean they were playing their G League team. So I could see Luka and Kyrie carrying them. They were they got the right amount of defense surrounding them. I think the Mavericks take this to a game 7. I think they win game 7 in LA. We know the Clippers, too. You know what they do in the playoffs. It's the Clippers thing.
I'm going to take the Clippers in six.
Okay.
I just think they're both healthy right now. Assuming they stay healthy, I think the Clippers could make a deep run. Like, I can honestly see them upsetting the Thunder in the next round. So I'm going to take the Clippers in six. Very unfortunate because I definitely think the Mavs can win this game, but defense wins championships. So
Mavericks have had one of the better defenses in the second half.
Okay, buddy. Timberwolves and Suns. Another great series.
Dude, this Western Conference is so stacked.
Yeah.
Cat,
I think Karl Anthony Towns is back, so put that.
I don't like the depth of the Suns.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think that kills them.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Minnesota.
I think the Thunder wins this, like
the Thunder.
Or the Wolves win this in five or six.
Yeah, I could see five. I think if the Timberwolves don't win it in five, I think they would win it in seven because I think they win their last game in their home court.
Out of all the series, I think this is the one where like the Timberwolves could sweep.
Yes, I could see it. This
is the most sweepable series.
So talking about the Mavericks playing hot ball, the Suns had to go and play one of the tougher stretches in the last month.
This is very true. Yeah, I got the Timberwolves in six.
I'll go Timberwolves in seven. Now here. I'm going to try to put my bias aside.
Okay, let's hear it.
I think the one problem is for the Lakers, if they can beat Denver once, I think they will be fine. I think it's in their head right now that they can't beat Denver. If they can just beat them once. I think it's all psychological. It all comes back to that Western Conference Finals. That's why we didn't beat them in the regular season. If watching those games, it's just the Lakers threw them away. They had every chance to win. If they can, I'm just going to say, if they could take one of these first two games and get that home court advantage, I think the Lakers can win this in six. This is, and think about last year, the Lakers did not have a healthy LeBron. This is a healthy LeBron driving to the basket because LeBron had that foot injury.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to play devil's advocate. Who has a better bench?
I mean, I don't know much about the Nuggets, but I mean, if you can get Vanderbilt back, I think the Lakers.
I think the Nuggets are going to win this. I think this game is a 7-game series.
But I mean, think the Nuggets. I'll say the Lakers win in six.
I'm going to say the Nuggets in seven.
Okay, so should you just want to do the East or do the Western semis?
Yeah.
Which one?
I'm going to say let's just keep finish. Yeah, let's finish the
West. West. Okay, I had the Thunder Mavericks.
I'm going to write this down for me. You should probably do it too so we remember.
Okay, so I had the Thunder Mavericks.
Yep, episode 3. Thunder over Kings. Do.
All right, guys, we're going to write this down. Our Mavs.
Thunder over Kings. Clippers over Mavs. Are we going to put the series, like game series, or just two wins?
Game, how many games?
Okay.
Over Nugs in six. All right. So, for my Mavericks Thunder game series, I think the Thunder win in six. I just like the Thunder. They matched up well against the Mavericks this year, so I'm going to go Thunder is back in the Western Conference Finals.
In six. Okay.
Okay, what do you got going here?
I want to say the Clippers, but like, I think America just wants to see the Thunder.
They do. I mean, it's entertaining.
Yeah.
This team is younger than the team that won the national championship at UConn.
Yeah. I'll take the Thunder in seven.
Okay.
But like this game can go, this series can go either way. I would not be surprised if the Clippers defense is just too much for this young team.
Thunder get their smoke back on James Harden and Paul George.
Yeah. Wait, who did you pick for the rest of the games?
For the rest? So I for like the whole playoff series?
No, just second round.
So I had the Thunder over the Mavs in six.
Okay.
And then I have the Lakers over the Wolves in seven.
Okay.
The Lakers are playing hot ball right now.
Yeah.
I think they're 23-9 in the last 10.
And how'd they play against the Wolves this year?
I'll have to look. Hold on, let me look. Shout out Big Daddy Thayer for keeping us updated. Right now the Heat are currently winning by 7. I did not expect that. That was not in my predictions. Let's see. Let me go to my Lakers. So they played.
All right, I got my predictions. Okay, so I said my Thunder one. I have the Timberwolves over the Nuggets in 7. For that young Thunder Wolves matchup, I just think these three teams, the Thunder Wolves and Nuggets, have been the best teams in the NBA this season. Maybe the Celtics are there too, obviously, but in the Western Conference, Wolves, Thunder, and Nuggets. But I like I really like the Wolves this year, dude. I think if there's one team to beat the Nuggets, I think it is the Wolves, the Timberwolves, of course.
So I figured it out. So the Lakers are 1-3 against the Timberwolves, but every single game they've played has gone within 7. So, I mean, it's been close games. Okay, so for my Western Conference Finals, I have the Thunder and the Lakers, which would just be a pipe dream. I mean, I'm going to be a homer here. I am. I try not to be, but I'm going to go Lakers in 6. Like I said, they've beaten the Thunder multiple times. I think I said this on the last podcast. I think they've beaten the Thunder like every single time they've played, besides I think they're 3-1. So, and it hasn't been particularly close. And they were the Thunder's 2 of the 8 Thunder's losses at home. So I just like the matchup. I like the playoff experience with LeBron and AD. I think the Lakers are in the finals. I'm being a homer, I know. Yeah.
All right. I got the Timberwolves over the Thunder in 6.
Okay, so you have the Wolves in the finals.
I would honestly love any of these teams to be in the finals with Wolves or Thunder.
Okay, what team would you least like to see in the finals for the Western Conference?
I mean, I'm
if you had to choose one that you would like, I do not want them in the finals.
I'm gonna say Lakers, just because. And this is nothing against the Lakers. It's just like you look at all these teams, right? Like all these teams have not been historically good. The Lakers have more, I think, championships than all of these teams combined.
It's only quest for number 18. Come on, guys.
Like you gotta put it like that. Like it's for the sport of basketball. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you don't want to entertain the Jordan LeBron talk if LeBron wins ring number 5.
BT.
You do realize if LeBron, we gotta have this debate, because if LeBron wins a championship,
who's undefeated in the finals?
Okay, I don't care.
We're not getting into this right now.
This is another time right for another podcast, but that would be so entertaining if the Lakers win the championship. That LeBron Jordan debate would heat up again.
For the sake of basketball, I just think it'd be better if any team besides, like, you know, the Lakers, the Celtics.
I'd say I don't want to see the Clippers in the finals.
I mean, I'd like to see the Clippers in the finals, especially.
Why do you want to see the Clippers in the finals?
Because then Paul George can leave the Clippers and come to Indiana.
He's gonna win that either way.
Yeah. I hope he does, dude. It'll be so exciting. I'll have to bust out my OG Paul George jersey.
Dude, that would be an entertaining podcast. Imagine that Brees on the podcast. Dude, okay. Dude. So right now, the Heat are beating the 76ers by 10 points. But Jimmy Butler is hurt. So,
He's back in. He's playing again.
Okay, I just saw he was shaken up. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's back. He's probably, he might not be 100%.
Yep. But yeah, I like the Wolves over the Thunder. I also like, I would be very entertained if either of these teams are in the finals. All right, BT. Eastern Conference time.
Okay, so starting with the plan, we'll start on top. Yep. I mean, I think the Bull, I think the Hawks can win it, though. You have Trae Young back, right? Trae Young is back.
Trae Young was back against the Pacers.
Well, I mean, he's like officially back. And you know playoff Trae. You know playoff Trae, Stu.
Do I?
Do I got to mention 2021?
Like, I'm going to be honest. Trae is significantly, like, downgraded since then.
The team.
Because of the new free throw rule. And in my opinion, he's not the same player he used to
be. Still a top 15 player in the NBA. So I think the Hawks upset the Bulls in Chicago.
And they're okay. So who do you have in the 1-8 game
right now? I'm just gonna go with the
Heat. We should probably put the playing games as because they haven't played.
Yeah, I think the Heat win this one. I'm just gonna assume that because they're already winning.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I had it marked down that the Heat win.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you. Just solely on the fact that the Heat are just significantly better in the playoffs.
And Joel Embiid, I think, is playing hurt.
Yeah.
So, what else is new with him? I know. And then I have the 76ers being the 8 seed, which would just be horrific for Boston. So.
All right. I have the Heat over the 76ers, and then I have the Bulls over the Hawks. I just think the Bulls are a better team than the Hawks. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll start off with the Celtics. I have the Celtics 76ers. I think the Celtics sweep the 76ers.
So you have the wait just a second. So here are the 7 seed. Okay, then I got the. All right, I got the 76ers over the Bulls in that last playing game, by the way.
Okay.
And then I think I'm going to take the Celtics over the Sixers in 6 games. Actually, I'm going to say 6. I think it's going to be competitive, honestly.
I think the Celtics are the best team in basketball.
I think they're really good too. But if there's any team like the Celtics and 76ers match up every year.
Dude, honestly.
And they play 6 or 7 games every time. But I don't like the bench matchups, and I think the Celtics win over the Sixers in 6. But I could honestly see this going 5 games. So this next series is going to be a good one. The Cavs and the Magic.
I have the Cavs in 5.
Cavs in 5, huh? What makes you say that?
Playoff experience.
Yeah.
The Cavs got it last year. Didn't they make the play-in the year before? No. But I think Donovan Mitchell will be on a run, and I just think playoff inexperience is going to kill the Magic here. But I do think the Magic won 1 game in Orlando. But the Cavs win the rest.
Okay, so they split the series this year. I'm pretty sure. The Cavs won this series this year. I'm going to go Cavs. I think the Cavs are a better team. I think the Cavs are a healthy team. I think they could easily make the finals. I got the Cavs over the Magic in 5.
So same with me here.
Yeah, I like the Magic. They're like an exceptionally deep team. I'm worried though if one of their starters goes out, like if Darius Garland gets hurt or Donovan gets hurt, that's when I'm afraid. Yeah. But I like this team's defense. If I'm not trying to gaslight George Niang, but if George is hot, like they're gonna win.
All these people are going to be looking for Jordan Yang to start the game.
God, he's a sixth man. He's the sixth man off the bench. So he's
okay.
Good. But yeah, I like the Cavs over the Magic in five.
Now, Stewie's team, Pacers.
Shit.
And I have the Pacers in six.
Mm.
I think Giannis being hurt is going to really... It's just like last year. Giannis got hurt and it killed him against the Heat. I know you have a better roster, but I just think the Pacers...
Do they have a better roster?
The Pacers own the lineup. The Pacers own the Bucks in the season. And I think without Giannis... And that was with Giannis. Without Giannis, I think the Pacers win in six. I don't think... We've seen Damian Lillard in the playoffs. He's not enough to carry a team.
Yeah. I want to say Pacers... But
you gotta have an upset.
Every sport,
you gotta have an upset. You're picking chalk right now.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
just wait.
Okay, just wait. I know exactly what you're fucking doing. I can see it now.
I really like. I'm a BT. I'm probably one of the biggest Pacers fans ever. I mean, probably not. But like,
do you go to every game, buddy?
Bro, I wish. Shit, if I didn't live 5 hours away. But I'm one of the only Pacers fans you know, BT.
Like, I'm the only Pacers fan I know.
I would absolutely love for us to beat the Bucks, but playoffs and my favorite teams have just a hate relationship. The Steelers. The Dodgers.
Can't say Iowa State.
Yeah. Football. Iowa State, you know, just bad luck in football.
Bad luck.
Basketball. Pain. Fucking rapists, I'll say that. Fuck Terrence Shannon, by the way. And yeah, so I'm just going to go with the heartbreaker. Bucks over Pacers in seven.
Okay.
Breaks my heart, but, you know, it happens.
Okay. I have the Knicks over the Heat in seven.
BC. I got the Heat over the Knicks in seven.
I don't know, dude. I just...
It's the playoffs. It's the Heat.
I know it's the Heat in the playoffs. I know what they are, but at some point, the Magic's got to run out.
Yeah, I don't think so.
At some point.
I think they're one of the better teams in the East. Honestly, like, if they put anyone else, I could see the Knicks. I think I honestly could see the Heat in the conference finals, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, I'm a bigger fan of the Heat than most people. But, yeah, that is what it is. All right, what's your second-round matchups, predictions?
Celtics over the Cavs in five.
Celtics over the Cavs in five. You think it's gonna go to five?
I mean, I can see it going to four.
I got the Celtics over the Cavs in six.
So I just like the Celtics. They have the best roster in basketball.
Yeah, I agree. But I got the Cavs being low comp. And then what's your next one?
So. Mine is the Knicks and the Pacers. I have the Knicks in four.
I'm going to be honest here. If the Pacers play the Knicks, they're not losing in four.
Okay.
There's no way the Pacers lose four in a row in the playoffs.
If Tyrese Halliburton has one of those cold stretches, do they lose four? If they show up the way they're playing against the way they played against the Raptors, the way they played against the Pistons those times.
What's the common denominator though, BT? What is the common factor in all of these games?
They're playing bad teams.
Yes, and we show up against good teams. So, like, I know I don't have the Pacers winning against the Bucks, and like just for everyone's just for the record, the Pacers have a 4-1 record this year against the Bucks, and I'm picking the Bucks against the Pacers. But there's no way that the Pacers will get swept by the Knicks I think we split the series this year too. By the way,
but what if Tyrese Halliburton is shooting the way he shot in the middle of March? What if he goes on a stretch like that?
I'm gonna check something real quick. We honestly might have played the Heat when we're in that stretch, or the Knicks.
I don't know when the stretch was, but I just remember.
Okay, so we lost to the our one one matchup. We lost to the Knicks by 4. Then we beat them by 14. So I think we split the series this year. So I don't think they're gonna sweep.
All right,
but all right, my second matchup, Bucks. I got the Heat over the Bucks in 7.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, yeah, 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 yeah.
No.
Yep.
It can't happen.
Yes.
Lakers, yes. Heat, NBA championship.
No. All right, what's your conference finals?
I have the Celtics over the Knicks in 6.
And then I got the Celtics over the Heat in 6 as well. And so that means that's our finals. All right, BT, what's our finals prediction? You got the Lakers and Celtics.
Battle for 18. It hasn't changed. It hasn't changed since the beginning of the year. That's what I predicted. I think that's what I predicted in the midseason. I haven't thought about this yet, dude. I don't know. Go with yours. You know what yours would be?
It's over Timberwolves in 6. But I mean, I could see the Timberwolves easily flip flopping this and winning. I love that. Because shout out Monte Morris, backup point guard for the Timberwolves. But yeah, I got the Celtics and Timberwolves. I just think, like you said before, the Celtics are the best team in basketball right now, and I think that playoff experience. I think Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown get their first ring, and somehow Jaylen Brown gets 5 rings in 1 year. You know what I mean? It's a joke. Remember the joke? What's your goal in the next 5 years? 5 championships or something like that. Yeah, yeah. I get the Celtics over Timberwolves in 6.
I've thought about this for a little bit. We all know the saying, how LeBron James plays in the finals. Am I crazy to believe the Lakers go and win number 18 and LeBron James rides off into the sunset? I believe that. Give me Lakers in 7. Lakers in 7 to win the NBA championship. I'm a delusional fan, I know. Don't take any of this seriously. This is a joke.
Well, that's our playoff predictions, ladies and gentlemen. We will revisit them after every round.
Oh, God.
BT and I could be...
Okay, let me give my reasoning, okay? If there is a reason for the Lakers to beat the Celtics, you saw it last time the Lakers played the Celtics. Who was out those 2 games? I remember. This was the day of a podcast. LeBron and Anthony Davis were both out that game. And who won him the game?
Reeves?
Austin Reeves had a 33-point game.
I think it all depends on how D'Angelo Russell plays the rest of the season.
That is the X factor. You know, I think if D'Angelo Russell is hitting his shots, unlike he did last year against Denver, I think you could beat Denver. And, I mean, D'Angelo Russell has came to play this year. So, that would be a great when it...
We're either gonna be cooking or not cooking, BT. Like,
oh yeah, it would be great if it was a rematch of the in-season tournament championship and it was the Pacers Lakers.
I'm saying like just our playoff predictions. I'm not saying.
Wouldn't that be great though? Wouldn't that be great for the podcast?
I'm gonna be honest. If the Pacers get to the finals and we lose to the Lakers, I will be on suicide watch.
That would be an entertaining couple weeks for a podcast.
We've only been in the finals once. And do you remember who it was against?
Kobe and Shaq, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. And now we're going to imagine them against LeBron and Anthony Davis. Like,
bro. We all know what LeBron does to the Pacers in the playoffs. I mean,
yeah, fuck LeBron. LeBron's the reason why we haven't made the finals in the 2010s.
I don't think you would make the playoffs either way.
The finals?
Yeah.
You're saying if we didn't run into the Heat in back-to-back years?
You would have lost to the Knicks.
Brother, we played the Heat in the conference finals.
Okay, you still would not have beaten the San Antonio Spurs.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I don't know, dude.
But I guess it's time. It's MLB time. Football and basketball, guys, talking baseball. Take Stewie out to
the ball game. My teams are sucking right now, BT.
You sure?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, they are, motherfuckers.
You chose the wrong year to become a baseball fan and switch your baseball team.
I know I did, fucker. Hi, Sue. Talk about your Dodgers.
Okay. We're sucking right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, lost the series to the Padres.
Lost the series.
Gave me shit for losing the series to the Padres. And then you lost to the Nationals, who are
awful baseball right now. Just awful baseball. I haven't been able to watch any of the games, but when we're losing to the Nationals,
you didn't watch us. Oh yeah, you had to work.
Yeah, I mean, when we're losing to the Nationals, who are what they are?
Let's see.
They're 8-10.
With
the Padres are 11-10. We're just sucking right now. I'm glad it's earlier in the season. I'm not sure how our pitching is doing. I mean, when we're letting our starters, I mean, our last starter had 2 earned runs in 5 innings. It's just bad. Our pitching needs to be better. Our offense needs to be better. It's just bad, dude. It doesn't help when we let Tyler Glasnow, our ace, let up 6 earned runs in 5 innings
and yeah,
2 home runs. But we're also playing without Walker Buehler and Clayton Kershaw. So I don't know how.
Isn't Clayton Kershaw washed?
I mean, he's
got to be like 45 years old at this point.
He's 36. Relax. He's been good the last couple of years.
Okay.
Except in the playoffs.
I think he's in a reliever now. I don't think he's a starter.
No, he hasn't pitched this season.
I think he's a reliever.
No, he isn't. He hasn't played.
Oh wait, we didn't even look. Oh, hold on.
This season.
My bad.
But we have a lot better stretch. I mean, we're playing the Nets. Fuck. Fuck. God damn it. If we play like we're capable, we could win. But the Nets, you know, they're 10-8. They're a good team. We play the Nationals again. Fuck. Then we play the Toronto 10-9. So.
No,
I think we'll win this series.
Win the 2.
Yep.
All right. My Cubs are 11-7, sitting better than the Dodgers.
But we're 12-9. You 12-8. You fucker.
Yeah, hey. You played two more games.
Actually, we're 12-9.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're also going to like consider the fact that we played 2 games in Seoul.
So, we beat the Mariners, who are a really good team right now. And then we beat the Diamondbacks, who was in the World Series. Won the series against the Diamondbacks, who was in the World Series last year. That's all I know. I don't know anything else about them.
Yeah, they suck this year.
Oh, okay.
They don't suck. They're 9-10.
Football, basketball, guys talking baseball. We don't know anything about anything. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I play the Marlins. I know they're owned by A-Rod, right? Or no, Derek Jeter.
Yeah, they are one of the worst teams in the league this year. They're currently 4-15. So
yeah, I think we beat Miami Marlins and we beat the Cheaters.
Yep, they're cold too, right? Actually, they're hot as of recently.
No, they're cold. They're 6-14. They're hot as of recently. Oh, yeah. They literally just got swept by the Braves.
The Braves are also good, though.
But they also got swept by the Kansas City Royals.
Hey, Chiefs, Bobby Wood Jr.
You said the Chiefs?
Shut up.
Yeah, that just proves it's
Our segment called Football Guys, Football and Basketball Guys Talking Baseball. That should be what our segment's called.
Yeah, Football Basketball Guys Talking Baseball. Oh. All right. Stewie, it's the new segment time.
I know. I'm not ready. I'm not prepared.
You're not ready?
Nope.
Which one do you want to do? You want to do your pre-2000 one or your...
I don't care.
Choose one.
Let's do the old one first.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be honest with you. Like, it's going to be rough. I think this is like, this is the trivia you'll beat me in. I'm going to be honest.
Okay. And this year, you're MLB champion. So we do MLB, NFL, college football, college basketball. I'm at 3 points right now. So, and this year, your MLB champion was the New York Yankees.
Of course, you had to pick a year where like, this is before we were born, right?
Yes.
They won in the '90s. I know that. They won a lot in the '90s, actually. I'm gonna go 1998.
Lower.
Mm.
Your Super Bowl champion was the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm gonna go the year my father was born. 1977.
You got it right, bro.
Let's go! Bro, what? What?
In that year, your 1977 national football champion was Notre Dame. And your NCAA basketball champion.
That is wild.
Your NCAA basketball champion was the Marquette Golden Eagles.
The Yankees won a lot in the 90s, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. That's why I thought the Cowboys were going to fucking throw you off and keep you in the 90s.
Well, no, because the Cowboys haven't done shit since the 80s, right?
They also won some in the 90s. That's why I was like, oh, it's going to keep
them. Oh, they did?
It's going to keep them in the 90s.
Dude,
and
that's me, dude. I literally just thought of, like, when you tell me the Cowboys won the Super Bowl, I immediately think of, like, the Steelers-Cowboys playing each other. So, yeah. 1977. Shout out Brian Stevie, I guess.
Okay.
Who won college basketball?
Marquette Golden Eagles.
Fuck, dude. So how many points do I got?
You have 3 right now. You're tied with me.
Hey, I could do that. Hey.
Now this one is post-2000.
Post-2000, my bread and butter.
You're MLB champion. Oh, hold on. Fuck, I have the wrong year.
You're going to trip me up and pull a double Yankees?
I have the wrong year. I typed in the wrong year. I guess it wouldn't matter. They won back-to-back. It is the double New York Yankees.
You said they are the New York Yankees again?
Yes.
Bruh, are you kidding me? Oh... Bro, you come on. I kind of want to go for like.
Oh shit! It's not. It's supposed to be okay. So it's supposed to be. It's supposed to go NFL then NBA after the NFL, and then you get to choose between NCAAF and NCAA basketball.
Okay, they haven't won during the 2010s.
You sure? How sure are you?
Another one with Derek G. They won one with Derek Jeter. That was in 2008 or 9, I think.
You sure it wasn't in the 2010s?
2009, my sister was born, so I might go 2009, but my sister was born in 2008 as well. I think I'm gonna go 2009. I'm gonna go 2009.
This is about to be an all-time moment.
2009.
You sure? Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You're fucking correct.
No shot.
Damn.
What?
Actually, dude, I was just kidding.
The only reason why I remember that, BT.
Hey, Stuvie.
What?
I was just kidding. It was lower.
Bro, you gotta be shitting me. You're lying.
I'm not. I was just pulling. I literally.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Really? You're mad at me?
All right, name the next one, I guess.
Hold on, I can type it.
The biggest edge ever.
Biggest edge ever. No shot, you said that.
Quote it and put it on a shirt. I don't care. All right, what's the next one? Come on.
I'm sorry. I gotta type. I can't fucking type. You're making me fucking...
Piss me off. I can't fucking believe you.
What? You can't believe me?
How could you do that? That's like, I felt so good. I felt amazing.
You felt amazing?
Yeah. All right, who won?
Can you calm down? God.
NFL, NBA.
The Baltimore Ravens won the Super Bowl.
Oh, this is 2000.
Yep.
2021. When did they won in 2013, right? 2014.
Yeah. So did the Yankees.
I don't think so. I don't think the Yankees have won in the 2010.
Sure?
Yeah. I'll switch up right now.
Okay, you're right. It was
Yankees championship.
Congrats. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Just because you got fucking lucky. You would not have gotten it if you didn't guess 77. Because I would have said Notre Dame and you would have been like, oh, this is the fucking 80s. If you would have guessed the 90s, you would have been like, oh, no. Huh. But damn, you got it right, man. I'll give it to you.
BC.
What's up?
The Ravens won in 2001.
Well, the year was 2001. It was the 2000 NFL season. When the season started.
Because I think the 2000s was the 2000 year 2000 was Patriots, right?
No, because it's the year that started.
I think.
Because the NFL season started in 2000.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm just saying the Patriots won in 2000. Oh, they won in 2000.
And then the 2000 NBA champion. It was the Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
Guess over who?
I don't want to talk about it. We were just talking about
it. Would you have said the NCAA football? Would you have wanted the NCAA football or NCAA basketball?
Probably football.
The NCAA football was Oklahoma. And then the basketball would have been. Michigan State.
You know, it's kind of funny. Like, all of those teams besides Michigan State were at one point your favorite team.
I guess that's fair.
No, that's it.
All right, we're gonna put the new segment on.
New segment.
Trivia standings. So you're going to see it here.
6 points. Hey, yo, 6 points.
36, PT. There you go. We got a football game and ET and Suey's podcast. We've only kicked field goals so far. Damn. I didn't even
I'm a former kicker, so.
There you go. All right. Thank you guys for watching podcast numero 30. Next week, we'll have our first round games. Then it'll be a playoffs. We might know how some of these series are going based on that. So know what? They start on Saturday, right?
Also, BT, you might want to like rethink your method for NFL because you know how you said the Cowboys for your 1997 championship? Or who won in 1977? You said Cowboys. The Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
Those were the years the Steelers and Cowboys were like playing in every Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it was in the 70s.
I know, but like,
yeah, but you could have got stuck in the 70s. They also won Super Bowls in the 90s.
Yeah, but when I think of like Cowboys, I think
how am I supposed to know your mind?
when I think of the Cowboys, I think straight to the 70s because that's when the Steelers won majority of the Super Bowls. Because they won in 76 and 79.
Fine.
And 75.
Fine. All right. Well, that will end episode 30.
Episode 30, our Curry episode.
Not a good time to say that. I think the playoffs start. The first round starts on Saturday. I know the Lakers play on Saturday.
I'm playing Sunday. I won't be able to watch any fucking Pacers game outside of work. I should say, which is fucking blows.
Actually, at least your team doesn't play at fucking 10 o'clock. Every
BT,
night.
BT, I literally play. I literally work 3 days a fucking week, and every single day the Pacers play.
Well, I mean,
that is my luck. I can't. I mean, I'll be able to watch the Thursday game and Saturday game after the first fucking three games.
If it gets there. If it gets to the Saturday game, no offense.
If it gets to game 6 and 7, I'll be able to watch. I mean, the most important games, but like, bruh.
Not if he gets swept by the Bucks.
I'm just mad. I am all right. Mad.
So we'll see you guys for episode 31. Make sure you subscribe. Leave us a good review if you're listening on Spotify. We're all updated on there, so we should have all the episodes. So rate us 5 stars on there. If you've seen us on YouTube, make sure you hit like and subscribe and click on the bell for notifications every single time we go live. It'll be right next to the subscribe button. And thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, y'all.